The Falcon's Malteser by Anthony Horowitz. Read by Nicholas Grace. The Package. There's not much call for private detectives in Fulham. The day it all started was a bad one. Business was so slack it was falling down all around us. The gas had been disconnected that morning, one of the coldest mornings for 20 years, and it could only be a matter of time before the electricity followed. We'd run out of food, and the people in the supermarket downstairs had all fallen about laughing when I suggested credit. We had just £2.37 and about 3 teaspoons of instant coffee to last us the weekend. The wallpaper was peeling, the carpets were fraying, and the curtains, well, whichever way you looked at it, it was curtains for us. Even the cockroaches were walking out. I was just wondering whether the time hadn't finally come to do something constructive, like packing me bags and going back to Mum, when the door opened and the dwarf walked in. Okay, maybe you're not supposed to call them dwarves these days. Vertically challenged. That's what it says in the book. But not this book. The truth is, this guy was as challenged as they come. I was only 13, but already I had 6 inches on him, and the way he looked at me with cold, unforgiving eyes, he knew it and wasn't going to forget it. He was in his mid-40s, I guessed. It was hard to say with someone that size, a short, dark stranger with brown eyes and a snub nose. He was wearing a 3-piece suit, only the pieces all belonged to different suits, like he got dressed in a hurry. His socks didn't match either. A neat moustache crowned his upper lip, and his black hair was slicked back with enough oil to interest an Arab. A spotted bow tie and a flashy gold ring completed the picture. It was a weird picture. "Do come in, Mr. My brother began.
"Nippers,"
the dwarf, who already was it.